With your latest news, I'm April Cummings. The government of the Cayman Islands issues a statement saying it's aware of media reports on the ongoing revision of the EU list of non-cooperative jurisdictions for tax purposes. Government says the EU ministers of finance will make the final decision at a meeting to be held on the 18th of February. As such, there has been no confirmation yet of an EU decision. The statement adds government believes it has made the appropriate legislative changes to enhance Cayman's regulatory framework in line with EU requests. And over the past 2 years, government has adopted a number of fundamental legislative changes to enhance tax transparency and cooperate with the EU, fully delivering on the commitment to strengthen our regulatory regime and address concerns reflected in the EU Council conclusions of March 12, 2019. Government says it has also offered to make itself available for further dialogue or clarification with the Commission and the EU Ministers of Finance. Councillor and Georgetown South MLA Barbara Conley assures the public that enhancements being done at Smith Barcadere will not interfere with the beach itself.
The actual original Smith Barcadere parcel, there will be no changes to that parcel at all. That is where the coves are situated. Absolutely no changes to that.
Ms. Conley says there were two meetings held for the public and South Sound residents to express concerns, and then changes were made to reflect those concerns.
The drawings were amended to include sidewalks to remain. The viewing deck is to remain with the removal of the roof. We have reduced the cabanas from 8 to 1. The mini office next to bathrooms will remain, as it is anticipated that a security guard will be on site. We would actually put more trash cans on property and the mobile mat to run from the handicap ramp to the second cove.
Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure Deputy Chief Officer Tristan Hyde echoed Ms. Conley's statements on the project.
We have gone about this in the most sensitive and pragmatic manner to strike a balance of our environment meeting development. We'll be using environmentally friendly materials and constructability and believe that the enhancements will actually allow locals to have a better view and use of the entire beach area.
The project is expected to commence in March 2020. Self-described concerned citizen and member of CPR Cayman Johan Moxham, meantime, says the project just doesn't make sense to him.
To spend $5 million buying the property and then turning that property into a parking lot at $2 million just defies logic to me.
Mr. Moxham tells Radio Cayman he doesn't understand how government can justify the expense.
Given all of the other priorities facing the country, facing the people, you know, when you look at the inability or the failure of the government to address the rising cost of living, a substandard public education system, and a lack of programs to assist older persons and decrease fundings for after-school programs, and so on, that would assist young persons. I think it's fair to ask the question, how exactly does Cayman Islands government justify the expenditure of $2 million for what is now being described as an enhanced parking solution for Smith's Barcadere?
By the way, a protest is planned for Saturday, February 15th from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. at Smith Barcadere. The organizer's Facebook page says people are invited to join them for a peaceful protest picnic. Plastic free, please. In other local news, after an unsatisfactory assessment in 2015 and two subsequent follow-up inspections, East End Primary has now earned a satisfactory rating by the team at the Office of Education Standards. Here's Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller with more.
East End Primary School has classes ranging from reception to year 6. It was previously inspected in March 2015 and graded as unsatisfactory. East End Primary then had two follow-up inspections in March 2018 and November 2018. Both follow-through inspections judged that the school had made satisfactory progress in meeting the recommendations from the previous inspection. Then recently, the Office of Education Standards headed back to the government-run school. According to the report, the overall evaluation was graded satisfactory because the school had still a few significant weaknesses. Weak judgments were attained in English and mathematics, along with both science attainment and progress, which were also evaluated as weak. The Office of Education Standards report says a contributing factor was the school not having time to fully implement the curriculum introduced in September 2019. Most of the quality indicators were judged satisfactory, including teaching, leadership, and student progress in English and math. The OES says since the previous unsatisfactory inspection in March 2015, the school had improved several key aspects, particularly in the last 18 months. These included student behavior, the breadth and balance of the curriculum, and the standard of teaching. The school was graded good in terms of self-evaluation and improvement planning, deployment, and use of resources for learning. Recommendations going forward include improving student attainment in all core subjects, improving progress in science, and as well as improving teaching in Key Stage 2. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find the full report on the Radio Cayman Facebook page. The Cayman Islands National Museum has another edition of its speaker series coming up this month, this time focused on the Wreck of the Ten Sail. Radio Cayman's Felicia Rankin-Solins has more.
Director of the Cayman Islands National Museum, Dr. Peggy Leshikar Denton, felt that it was only natural that the topic for speaker series at the museum put the spotlight on one of Cayman's most historic moments, which has significant ties to the month of February.
Saturday, the 8th of February, 2020, was the 226th anniversary of the Wreck of the Ten Sail. It's interesting because back in 1794, it was also a Saturday. So we thought that was kind of special.
Dr. Leshikar Denton, who is also the evening's speaker, says those who can attend can expect to learn the history of the wreck and how events for the ill-fated wrecks unfolded.
And you'll learn a little bit about this overview of the wreck. It's a disaster involving 10 ships. I mean, some people think the Wreck of the Ten Sail, it was a ship called the Ten Sail, but in reality, it was 10 ships that wrecked. It was the lead ship, you know, HMS Convert, and 9 of this merchant fleet of 58 ships that were under her convoy.
All historical aspects will be covered.
We're going to explore the oral history, the folklore of the Wreck of the Ten Sail. We're going to look a little bit about archival materials, when the research was being done.
Dr. Leshikar Denton feels the wreck is a meaningful part of Cayman's history, and the speaker series will help to continue the education of this event.
The French Revolutionary Wars are going on, and this wreck happens right at that time in history, and it happens on our shores, and we still have remains of these shipwrecks in the sea and all the richness of the stories. So it's just been part of the fabric of the island, and so anything that we can do to bring it forward in, you know, to different audiences in different formats.
The museum also has the new book written on the Wreck of the Ten Sails, and Dr. Leshikar Denton will be available to sign copies that are purchased. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins.
The speaker series takes place on February 18th at 6 p.m. at the Cayman Islands National Museum.
My teammate and I are agreeing with the moat. This house would allow all of the territory's country's residents, citizens and non-citizens, to vote in elections or referenda.
Battle of words filling the auditorium at Cayman Prep and High School as the final two teams in the Spring Conyers Interschools Debate Tournament argue their case. So the day began with novice and then open division competition, which culminated in a final debate on a resolution about whether all people living in a country should vote, not just citizens.
Lots of these people don't have the island's best interest in mind.
Non-citizens can be just as patriotic as citizens.
The all-female team from John Gray High School made a compelling case, but in the end, the top honor went to the male-female combo from Cayman International School. Conyers sponsors the event, and Paul Smith says it has been a pleasure to see the skill and talent developed each year.
We have supported this debating competition for 5 years now, 10 debates in total. We do it because we want to see the skill of debating grow in Cayman to lead to the advancement of Caymanian residents and children.
That is your latest local news from Radio Cayman's newsroom. I'm April Cummings.